Imagine a disease that affects 1 in 8 American men, yet remains shrouded in embarrassment and avoidance. While Ryan Reynolds publicized colonoscopy in 2022 sparked nationwide screening appointments for colon cancer, prostate cancer lacks similar public conversation despite its prevalence. This walnut-sized gland sits at what could be called a miniature Grand Central Station in male anatomy, where the urinary and reproductive systems intersect. Though not essential for life, the prostate's strategic location makes problems enormously consequential when they arise. For most men who live long enough, the prostate will eventually cause trouble through one of three conditions: cancer, the most common cancer in American men, benign prostatic hyperplasia causing urinary difficulties, or prostatitis. What makes prostate cancer particularly dangerous is its silent progression. The disease develops without symptoms until it's advanced, which is precisely why screening is crucial. You can have a significant tumor and experience absolutely no symptoms whatsoever. Despite these sobering facts, there's tremendous hope. The field of prostate treatment has never been more promising, with research advancing our understanding of prevention, early intervention, and quality of life preservation. We're making remarkable progress in determining when cancer begins, how it spreads, and developing treatments with fewer side effects and quicker recovery. While we don't have definitive answers about what causes prostate cancer, several factors significantly impact your risk. Age is the most significant unmodifiable factor. Prostate cancer predominantly affects older men, requiring decades to develop. Men over 70 are almost 7 times more likely to develop it than men in their 50s, with risk increasing from 1 in 52 for men in their 50s to 1 in 11 for those 70 and older. African ancestry is another major risk factor. Black men have nearly 70% higher incidence than white men, develop more aggressive forms, and are 2.3 times more likely to die from the disease, stemming from both socioeconomic health inequalities and biological factors. Family history matters significantly. Having a first-degree relative with prostate cancer doubles your risk, especially if they were diagnosed before age 60. 2 affected first-degree relatives raises risk 3.5 times, with higher risk if the affected relative is a brother rather than a father. Genetic mutations, particularly in DNA repair genes like BRCA1 and BRCA2, can dramatically increase risk. Men with defective BRCA2 have nearly 13% risk by age 70 and 30% by age 80, typically developing more aggressive cancers. Prostate cancer's silent nature makes screening essential. Tumors grow in the peripheral zone, far from the urethra, developing for years without symptoms. When symptoms finally appear, difficulty urinating, erectile dysfunction, decreased ejaculate volume, or bone pain, they often indicate advanced disease. The PSA blood test remains our primary screening tool, though it's prostate-specific, not cancer-specific. Elevated levels don't necessarily indicate cancer, and normal levels don't guarantee its absence. About 15% of men with prostate cancer have PSA levels below 4 ng per mil, while only 25% of men with PSA between 4 to 10 actually have cancer. The digital rectal exam remains crucial because PSA testing alone misses about 25% of prostate cancers, though some tumors grow beyond reach. Newer approaches have improved screening accuracy. Free PSA testing helps distinguish between benign conditions and cancer, while reflex tests examine biomarkers to identify aggressive cancers. MRI technology has dramatically improved detection using the PI-RADS scale. PSA screening has reduced prostate cancer death rates by over 53%. Current recommendations suggest baseline screening in a man's 40s, with African American men or those with family histories starting at age 40 due to higher risk. Receiving a prostate cancer diagnosis can feel overwhelming, but this disease typically grows slowly, giving you time to gather information. Understanding your situation requires 3 critical pieces: PSA level, Gleason score/grade group, and clinical stage. The Gleason system identifies cancer cell patterns, with higher scores indicating more aggressive disease. Modern practice uses 5 grade groups. Grade group 1, Gleason 6, represents low-grade cancer with excellent prognosis. Groups 2, 3, Gleason 7, are intermediate, and groups 4, 5, Gleason 8 to 10, are high-grade with poorer prognoses. This information determines your risk classification, guiding treatment recommendations. For low-risk cancer, active surveillance may be appropriate. About 50% of men on this path avoid treatment for at least 10 years. Intermediate-risk disease options include surgery or radiation therapy, while high-risk disease typically requires multimodal treatment. When choosing treatments, consider both the cancer's characteristics and your personal situation, including age, health, and preferences. There's no single best treatment for everyone. Radical prostatectomy, complete surgical removal of the prostate, remains the gold standard for treating localized prostate cancer. Since prostate cancer typically develops in multiple locations simultaneously, complete removal offers the best chance for cure. Modern robotic-assisted approaches provide surgeons with magnified, three-dimensional views and precise instrumentation. The nearly bloodless field allows better visualization, though surgeon experience remains crucial. After surgery, urinary control recovery progresses gradually from lying down to walking, then standing. Sexual potency recovery varies by age and pre-existing conditions. Radiation therapy offers an excellent non-surgical alternative without anesthesia risks or lengthy recovery. Modern techniques like intensity-modulated radiation therapy, IMRT, and image-guided radiation therapy precisely target the prostate while sparing surrounding tissues. During radiation, patients typically feel normal initially, with mild to moderate symptoms appearing around weeks 3 to 5, which generally resolve afterward. Unlike surgery's immediate impact, radiation causes gradual erectile dysfunction that may develop over several years. Survivorship means moving forward after a cancer diagnosis. The emotional journey varies. Some feel grateful it's only prostate cancer. Others see a clear divide between life before and after diagnosis, and many feel pressure to appear strong despite struggles. Men commonly experience gratitude, grief, self-reproach, and embarrassment about side effects. Many appreciate treatment while feeling diminished by its impact on quality of life. Finding purpose amid uncertainty and focusing on controllable aspects like nutrition or exercise helps maintain stability. Research shows practicing gratitude can reduce fear of recurrence and improve well-being. Erectile dysfunction after treatment is common but manageable. Men with ED typically retain normal sensation, desire, and ability to achieve orgasm. Their challenge is solely with erections. PDE5 inhibitors like Viagra and Cialis work effectively after radiation therapy and nerve-sparing surgery. When oral medications aren't sufficient, alternatives include penile injection therapy, vacuum devices, and implants. The landscape of prostate cancer treatment has transformed dramatically. With multiple pathways for detection, intervention, and management, localized prostate cancer now exceeds a 99% 5-year survival rate. Treatment options for advanced disease have expanded, from improved hormonal therapies to targeted treatments like PARP inhibitors, immunotherapy, and radiopharmaceuticals that deliver radiation directly to cancer cells. Navigating this complex terrain requires education and partnership with medical professionals, while support systems provide crucial emotional and practical assistance. Though a diagnosis remains challenging, early detection, advanced treatments, and comprehensive care mean most men can look forward to many years of quality life. Prostate cancer is increasingly becoming a manageable condition rather than a death sentence, one of modern medicine's most significant success stories.